Hello, welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with NAREIT, and we're going to be talking about some of the latest efforts in sustainability at shopping center REIT Regency Centers Corp. I want to go ahead and bring in Mark Peternell. He's the vice president of sustainability for Regency. Mark, how are you doing?
Doing good, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Mark, you know, Regency Centers calls its sustainability program Greengenuity. I was hoping you could sum up for us what it is that this program means to the company overall.
Sure. Sustainability is a core value of the company. It's part of our corporate culture, and we believe that being an industry leader is in the best interest of our shareholders. Typically, when the industry thinks about sustainability, they think primarily about environmental sustainability, things such as reducing the use of natural resources and energy consumption. But we are increasingly seeing a shift to a broader application of sustainability to also encompass social issues, corporate governance, and ultimately economic sustainability. Sustainability is about doing the right thing, but when applied strategically, it can also be a source of competitive differentiation and value creation.
And Mark, I know that, you know, Regency Centers has been working on Greengenuity and sustainability for, you know, quite some time now, and it's you know, pretty common within the real estate industry as a whole. So I'm thinking that a lot of the kind of low-hanging fruit, so to speak, has been picked in terms of efficiency gains. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think certainly some of the low-hanging fruit has been picked, but the great thing about sustainability is the fruit keeps growing back. As energy prices rise and we see more technological advancements, the fruit that may have been higher on the tree 5 years ago will start to ripen, and opportunities will continue to present themselves. I mean, sustainability is really an evolution. For example, Regency is a 50-year-old company, but our sustainability program has only been around for 6.5 years. And many other real estate companies are just now embarking on this journey. So while we've made a lot of progress, there's still a lot of opportunity for improvement.
Again, talking with Mark Peternell, Vice President of Sustainability with Regency Centers Corporation. Mark, you know, you mentioned earlier that a lot of the early initiatives are based on more kind of energy conservation and efficiency. Now that, you know, a lot of those measures are kind of a matter of course at real estate companies, are there other aspects of their operations that are garnering more interest, so to speak?
Yeah, I would first say that I think energy conservation, at least for Regency, is still a primary focus. And for the reasons stated above, continues to be something that we want to focus on. For example, we have a 10-year goal to reduce common area energy consumption by 20% within 10 years. And while we've made progress towards that goal, we need to continue to identify opportunities to execute projects and implement best practices in order to be successful on that long-term goal. That said, I think our program is evolving, and in addition to continuing to focus on energy conservation, you know, we're taking a more comprehensive approach to sustainability. For example, things like engaging with our stakeholders and our tenants around sustainability. We have a current initiative around green leasing, which encourages our tenants to share energy and water data with us so we can then, in turn, help them find value creation opportunities in sustainability. We're also seeing an increase focused on transparency and sustainability reporting so that all of our stakeholders can have a better understanding of the progress we've made, but also areas where we still have opportunity for improvement.
So in terms of collecting data and measurement, is it difficult to gauge your progress?
That's a good question. Certainly, initially, when we started our efforts 6.5 years ago, it was really difficult to gauge, and we weren't even sure exactly what things we should be measuring. Since that time, we've implemented a comprehensive data management system that allows us to measure critical sustainability indicators such as energy and water use. And the other thing is there are a lot of third-party organizations such as the Global Real Estate Sustainability Benchmark or GRESB, CDP, which is the Carbon Disclosure Project, and GRI, the Global Reporting Initiative, that really provide comprehensive frameworks for measuring all aspects of sustainability. So I think it's getting easier to benchmark and measure progress.
And so what kind of interest do you find coming from institutional investors in green building?
Well, I think it varies, but I also think it's gaining traction. And I think a testament to institutional investor interest in sustainability and green building is our recent green bond offering, which had very strong interest from both traditional REIT investors, but also dedicated SRI or socially responsible investors that are focused on investing in companies or projects that are dedicated to sustainability. I think that green bond offering is really a testament to the growing interest that SRI investors and general REIT investors have in sustainability.
All right. Well, Mark, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming on and filling us in on everything that's going on recently at Regency Centers.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For the NAREIT podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.